September the 9th, 2020, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com archives, and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Wednesday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1, Allah taught the Quran and created man. Bukhari, page 147, servant girl will birth her mistress. So Easter says East is not West. It has to come another time. Only East comes with Jesus Christ. So he is a way to get to the West. He comes as a new light. New birth, new creation, in its original nature created by God. So he says when he wants a servant, he creates one from among those he has already created. And then the explanation comes in Surah Rahman that Allah taught the Quran and created the humanity. It says in Quranic Arabic, Alima Quran Kalika Insan. Alima Quran Kalika Insan. Translated, he taught the Quran and created the human person from those who were already existing. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, is the one who it is referring to directly. So he didn't know revelation, scripture, but God revealed it to him and then taught him. It says he shall teach you, make you know and understand the revelation of teachings, by the teachings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to teach him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ease his way, ease his difficulties, take the burden off of him, and teach him. The Muhammad, the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, he gave in his own words, a hadith. He points to a time that is taught to be the end of time by the scholars, al-Din. The time, he says, the sign will be that the servant girl will give birth to a child for her mistress. We know that's Hagar. May God's peace be on her. She bore a child for Abraham and Sarah. Was her mistress, and she was the handmaiden or servant girl, and she bore a child for Sarah and Abraham, and he became a prophet, and it is taught to be the father of the Arab Ishmael. So then the prophet said some of the signs of the time will be that the servant girl will have birthed a child for her mistress. Now he's saying the sign is in the time. But that time had already happened before him with his ancestor Ishmael. Another sign, he says, will be that the average common person will be competing with the big people in the construction of skyscrapers, tall buildings reaching up to the sky. These sayings, according to the teachings of the prophet, prayers, and the peace be upon him, are to be understood in two ways. They are to be accepted just as they are, given that it is really going to happen. I have lived to see African Americans trying to compete with the big rich people of Chicago, building high buildings. John F. Johnson, he built it. Or I think it was Barack, and he put jet on it. And I don't know, ebony was produced by him then. And you pass by there right now in Michigan Avenue, on Michigan Avenue, and you can see Jet Magazine. It is not as tall as the other building, but it's down there competing. And I'm sure he didn't know that saying of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, that those things come to pass. We have to take them literally. But also, if God blesses us with understanding, we ought to know that there is also an alluded to the language that is not expressed. He said it is expressed and alluded to. So what is alluded to? In competing with those who have high knowledge, it is not only the material construction, but also competing with those who have higher knowledge. So we don't know that the Quran revealed to us the most important construction is not the material construction, it is the linguistic or languages construction. It says he led the foundation of the house. It is talking about the Kaaba. But what is the more appealing, more revealing, or the more enlightening concept? It is not that little physical structure we are looking at. The Quranic Arabic term for the construction is kawid. Kawid. And the term for constructing sentences with correct grammar is the same word, kawid. So the logic for sentence construction, so this higher understanding is not the understanding that we get from looking at the material things manifest or material, but for looking at the construction of revelation and how language is constructed. The building comes from blocks, material that we find on the earth, or we make blocks out of the material we find in the earth, and we form a building. It doesn't come from nowhere, it comes from somewhere. Likewise, it is for God's revelation. It doesn't come from nothing, it comes from a prophet and from something that is already in the earth. Revelation began with the natural as God made it, which is earth, creation. So that is made to support our material life, and it is a sign of revelation that supports our spiritual life and our whole life. All this is a continuation of what came before in the Bible. It is nothing new. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4. Allah taught the Quran. Genesis 2:5-7. Man formed of the ground. Genesis 5:2. He called them Adam. Where was his body? I can understand if he didn't have a body, no woman was going to be there. So then he caused the rain to come down from the heavens and wet the earth. And after the earth was wet, it must have been dry and dusty. It must have been too loose to hold together. So when the rain came down and wet it, then he formed a man. And after he formed a man, he formed a woman of the rib of the man, right? That is Genesis. And God says of his creation that he made, I'm not giving this to you to hold on to this as guide. This is research. The guidance the book we have with you, the Quran, although there is guidance in the Bible too, but that is not for us to hold up as guidance. We hold the Quran up as guidance. So God says he made Adam, that he made him, and God says that he made them. So this is the second report on the creation. He made him and he called them. Not one person, he called them Adam in the day that he created them. So this is Genesis. So Genesis is clearly telling us Adam is not the creation of one person, that Adam is a prototype in all the people that God made. Originally had the same nature, the same human design or composition. They are the original human type. So you are the best evolved for humanity. You are the best community evolved for man. So Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, comes after Jesus Christ, pointing to saying the truth that the Christian mystified too much to understand. Here comes Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, with plain, clear language. And he says, you are the best community. Did you hear it, brothers? I said, you are better than you are. I know it says kuntum, but I think I know Arabic better than you. For the Quran, you can say kuntum. It means yesterday, today, and always. So you were in Adam before now, and you are in yourself now. And in the future, you will be that. So this is timeless. This is a timeless creation, a timeless reality. It was in the beginning, and it is now, and it will be in the future, as it was in the beginning. No change comes over here. It is timeless. And just as God produced the first one in that type, he produces the second one anytime he pleases. So he created Adam, and he created Jesus, and he created Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. He created Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Yes, he did. The Quran says, Ar-Rahman alim al-Quran, Kalika insan. Ar-Rahmanu alim al-Quran, Kalika insan. Translated, the beneficent, merciful God. He taught the Quran to who? To Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Khalika insan, translated, he created the human person. Who? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, created him anew with a powerful intellect, powerful compassion, powerful qualities of character. He infused the word of God in there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, now when I have inspired him of myself or of my own spirit, bow down, make sajda to him. So the angels didn't bow to Adam when he just a human. But when God put his own spirit into Adam, the angels bow down to him. The spirit comes with the word. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the word from himself into Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the angels made sajda to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. Now let us put it in our language. What is this ummah? What is special about the ummah that God says he evolved? It is not the ummah that is instantly made in a factory someplace or on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years, for more than thousands of years. For thousands of generations, it has been coming forth. Even when the man was nothing but a sperm, before life was even a sperm. but the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. This community was coming, evolving, of nature and nature properties given by the God who made nature. It is evolving. It's evolving during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man who tried to stand up erect and tried to be human and tried to ask his family to be human and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back there, millions of years ago, it was evolving. And now God has revealed it to you. So you can take the responsibility in your own hand and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I am making man, not let us make man. Caliph refers to the individual. Caliphat refers to government rulership. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is making a khalifa, he said to the angels in me, surely I am making. He did not say, let us make man. Nor in the Quran. This is in the Bible. He said in Quranic Arabic, Inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifatin. Inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifatin. Translated, surely I am making or forming upon the earth a khalifa. So this is not an individual person. It is a social order that will be trusted to humans, intelligence and human decency. So when God said that the angels were frightened, they said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know it. Certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them because my word appeals to the best that is in my creation. And it is going to draw out the best that is in them. Satan feared God tells man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. So jinn and man created to worship Allah. So Satan seen that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, none will be spared but your special one that you choose. Meaning I'm going to get the masses of them, the majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out their weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone might say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled? And aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? So I speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there are no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around but you because you don't want to ever have to answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around and you have me all by myself. Then you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me that you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to be faced my shortcomings before all of the people. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I will tell them I invited the brother to do this. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4. Allah taught the Quran. The Quran, Surah 10, Ayat 16, Prophet lived a lifetime amongst you. 40 Hadith, page 64 and 17. Excellent in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his own words. The Quran, through Muhammad the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one of the chapters in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu Alima Quran, Kalika Insan. Ar-Rahmanu Alima Quran, Kalika Insan, translated, the merciful God, the beneficent. He taught the Quran to Muhammad. So this is the first creation, and then there is the second creation. Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, had already lived a perfect and excellent human life. And he was 40 years old. And his people had witnessed that his life had been such. And God chose him and made him a messenger or messengers to all the worlds. Rahmatan, rahmatal, illa alameen. Rahmatul illa alameen, a mercy to all the worlds. So nature, the first creation, Muhammad kept perfect. So here is the first creation that had been kept intact, had not been broken or corrupted. Muhammad had lived that first creation for 40 years. And then he sought God for help. And God responded to his call for help. And he became God's messenger. And then God began to give him Quran. And the Quran created another environment for him, a word environment. A spiritual and word environment was created for Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. And God taught him with the revelation, the Quran, and he became a new creation, and he illuminated the whole world. And he is still illuminating the world now. That is the leader of the Ummah. That God, thank God for him. That is the leader of our Ummah, Muhammad the Prophet. So you were brought out for humanity. God says of the Ummah, you were, but it means you are. At the same time, it means you are. But the kuntum is revelatory. It's revealing something, and the ukhraja is the connection that we should make. That he had to bring us out. We were in our existence. We were in matter, existing as a seed, needing the right environment, the right support for it to manifest or to materialize. And we got that with the Quran and Muhammad's teachings. With his example, we got that. And we materialize. We manifest. We materialize as the best community on this planet Earth. It is that the community now is in serious trouble. It is in bad shape. God subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he created everything and that he inscribed upon everything excellent. If we are students of science, and I am a student of science all of my life, I have been a student of science. In my formal school situation, I was a student of science all of my life. I am a student of science. This creation is the work of God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I love God, and I love to know his works so that I can know more about him. Science, they tell us that everything evolved from a more simple condition or a more simple composition. And like the germ of the human being that is also given in the Quran, in a different way, the germ of the human being comes as something that you could hardly see. You can't see it with your eyes. You can only see it as a microsubstance or something. But with microscopes, you can see the living germ. you can actually see the living germ. And it does not look like a human being. It is looking like a little worm or something. It is not looking like a human being. But look what happens in time, in the right environment. It becomes a man. It becomes a woman in time. But look how simple it was. So it is evolving, and really you inside of yourself, your consciousness, and everything, you inside of yourself years ago. When you were a baby, you were a little baby, little bitty thing, physically, materially, flesh-wise. So you were crawling on your hands and knees like an animal. And you grew up with the right environment, other members of the human race. You grew up, you stood up, and you joined the adults, walking on 2 feet and doing marvelous things with your brain and your heart. And et cetera. So this is the process. This is evolving. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 10, foremost in deeds. And the will of God is not for me to separate from the world. The will of God is for me to engage the world and to prove myself worthy by taking up my matter and taking that matter to the destination. I'm not only talking about this physical, biological body, but my responsibility in the world. I must take up my full responsibility in this material world and take it up like I take up this body in the morning to take it to a job or take it to rescue a friend of mine. Pick it up and take up your whole responsibility in the world, and take it to where Allah wants it to go. That's why we are here. That's a test. And if we do that, we will be very, very successful. We will be the leading ones foremost in the path of God. Yes. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19. Why no after headache? So John 2:7-9, Jesus turned water to wine. So he made us to understand that Jesus did not turn drinking water into drinking wine. This is not the water that you run out of your faucet at home. The revealed truth of God is called water in Scripture, because it is only God that can lift truth up from its corrupted form. As water is lifted up from the earth by the sun and bring it from corruption and descend it back again to the earth for our drinking pure. So the book calls the word of Scripture water. And Jesus was a blessed and righteous prophet, a righteous and a blessed servant of God who was blessed with the knowledge of interpretation, divine and spiritual. So when the wine was the word with the power to affect the heart and to affect the mind and make those dead spirits, Jews, jump up, clap their hands, stomp their feet, and say hallelujah and amen to the word Jesus. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19. Drink no headache. John 2:7-9. Turn water into wine. So water, and he turned the water to wine, right? Symbolic of the social urge in the spiritual body to find the truth. The wine, you see, blood is water. So then what happens? What happens after his trip on the pod? Peter and the church, they didn't go back to water. Jesus had transformed water into wine. So this is not the heavy wine. This is not the wine of Quran that leaves no hangover. It says, and they shall drink of it, intoxicant drinks. that not wine and leave no hangover. It doesn't disturb his rest, and it doesn't have any hangover. So that's easy to drink. Vinegar spoils wine. Pardon me. So now, instead of taking them back to wine, he took them back, not to water, pardon me, for wine. They went back further in water. So when the wine is spoiled, you don't get water, you get vinegar. You get vinegar. So vinegar mummifies life. Now, vinegar is for mummifying life. Back to the oasis, back to his death, right? So mummifying life, okay. So the vinegar is for mummifying life. It's for making life appear to be alive while it's dead. It's a substance that preserves the living appearance while the thing is dead. They crucified Jesus, right? On the cross. Praise be to Allah. And hope you do too. You remember the story of the tablets that were passed out, right? So they crucified Jesus in the 90th hour. And in the 11th hour, he died. Now, the 11th hour is the hour of Christian church, Christians. And in the 11th hour, he died. What killed him? Vinegar. They put the vinegar in his nose right away. He gave up and he died. What is vinegar? In the Latin language, it's acetate. Man, God. It killed the spirit. He gives up the spirit. So that's what killed him, the spirit. He gave up the spirit of the obedience to God, as God intended for man to behave. He gave up that spirit, seeking to connect man with God. If I could go back to my origin, if I could count on the backwards path of ontology, I would find myself, and when I find myself, I will find God. Mysticism, Catholicism, the belief that the priest has of Jesus, because they say in the beginning he was. Now, if they trace him back to the beginning, he was God, eternal God, one God, true God, but now he's put in the world, and he has this trouble, again, to find himself, to find his reality. When he found his reality, he's God again. Now, if you don't believe me, dear people, sorry for you. The point is God for Catholicism. The point is Almighty God. So Pope Matthew, God on earth. They don't believe there's no other God. They don't believe there is no spirit God. They don't believe no God. The point is God for them. And that's why the world of materialism tolerates the Pope. The Quran Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19, drink no headache. Isaiah 63:3, tread wine press alone. Matthew 26:27-28, Wine, Blood, New Testament, Bukhari, page 4, 647, Prophet Heaven choose milk, not wine. So wine represents that which gives you good spirit. Tread means mash all the grapes out of the grapes. Pardon me. Tread means mash all the juice out of the grapes. As how they used to make the wine. So this is not talking about real wine and juice of grapes. It's pressing goes back to what he said, the blood. What and go back to he said, according to the gospel, the wine is. The wine is the blood. So wine too is the blood. So it means that. That give you good spirit. And the teachings of Jesus Christ. That gives you life, make you feel lively, make you feel good, like they feel in the church when they're hearing the preacher. That's what the wine is. So blood, wine, red, so it means the social life. But look at the color of blood and wine. They're similar, right? Read, so it means the social life, the spiritual life. If you just preach to people on the spiritual, you won't be giving them life. It's like water. Water helps our thirst, but it won't make us get excited and want to go out and take charge of our life and our problems in the world. Only social teachings, teachings on the social life, makes us spirited, makes us want to go and do things together, make us say, assalamu alaikum, brother. Hug your brother, sister, assalamu alaikum. He hugs her, she hugs her sister. Because we are talking about the social life, our relationship with each other, our relationship in the home as a family, our relationship in this society as neighbors and friends and brothers and sisters. So this is what makes people feel good. When we are talking on these things, that the wine, that's the blood, that's the life. I will akhira behavior Muslim. The Quran Surah 57, Ayah 3, Allah is first, last, I will for the behavior life and akhira intellectual life. Awal akhira refers to here and the hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior and intellectual development of the creatures. Behavior, hearing, and life operates to improve behavior. So I'm suggesting that these two terms are referring to here and the hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior and intellectual development of the creature. So when we talk about behavior, we are talking about something that is determined by the nature, the physical life and its nature. When we talk about the intellect, we are talking about something that has come out of that and has gotten vision, has gotten on that enables it to conduct itself better. So here is learning and life now operating to improve behavior and addresses a discipline, a condition, a state, attitude. Muslim behavior has its origin in natural life. Not only does it have Muslim natural life, it is expressly the excellence of the natural life, because all of our behavior is tied to nature. So even that behavior that disobeys nature is tied to nature. It would not be possible without the nature. So Muslim intellectual life is a continuation in the natural process. Al-Aqwira for the behavior life. Al-Aqwira, intellectual life. Not out of the natural process, a continuation of that natural process, Muslim intellectual life. And I have associated this intellectual life now with al-akhira, al-akhira for the behavior life and al-akhira for the intellectual life. The Quran Surah 108, Ayat 1, we have given you the abundance. John 10:10, I come so you may have, pardon me, I come so you have life more abundantly. Revelation 7:17, feed lamb in the midst of the throne. In the scripture it says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So we think it means more power. It means more growth. You must bear fruit. Isn't that another saying of the book? I'm talking about the Western book. you must bear fruit. That is the condition. Another place says, feed my lamb. I come that you will have life and have it more abundantly. So what am I saying this for? I'm saying this to show you that the Quran and the Bible are saying the same essential thing. But one book has been twisted, altered. So on the surface, service other ends contrary to what God intended. So as the Quran is the corrected book, pure and straight, upright, honest, it's perfect, not deception in it at all. It is a book without deception. So fiqh, originally meant understanding. Intellectual man, fiqh, is jurisprudence. Science by intellectual we mean, not the ordinary meaning, because when we say intellectual, we mean smart. So we mean fiqh. But what is this word translated for fiqh? It's jurisprudence, law. But that is not the meaning that I am referring to now. I am referring to the first meaning of this word. The scholars in Syria, or law, they acknowledged that the meaning of fiqh today is not what it meant in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. It now applies to the accumulation of legal discussions by the Jewish Act, Jewish, etc., etc. So it refers to that, but originally, what did it mean? Understanding, correct understanding of fiqh. The right understanding, and there is fiqh for everything in the Quran. There is fiqh not only for the Quran, there is fiqh for the Sunnah, fiqh for everything. What the mean? Movement of scripture. How do we know? Because the hunger in the people of scripture, from book to book, cover to cover, is the hunger for understanding the word implied scientific reality. And it is a matter of historical reports, of history, that this religion, as taught by Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, awakened the sciences and brought back higher learning to the dark world at that time, and made possible the rejuvenation of the higher sciences that spread from Arabia into Spain and other parts of the world at that time. It was finally taken over, that scientific inquiry, by the Western world. So many of the Western historians, scholars, they point to the fact that the Renaissance of the West was sparked by a rising of the Ummah, the community under Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So Muslim first level identifies as natural instinct behavior. Muslims on the first level is identified as natural instinct behavior. And the natural field, non-biological, we see. The law of physical operating, matter and its properties, nature and her features, the natural phenomenon, is that Muslim, yes, according to our holy book, that itself is Muslim. So there is Muslim on that level. And in the biological world, I repeat, life is governed by instinct. Is that Muslim? Yes. Is there anything that is not Muslim? Yes. Satan, the devil, he's not Muslim. But everything that is in the order, in the nature that God created is Muslim. So Muslim, third level, identifies as moral conscience. Morals is just nature's laws expressed on a human level. So on the second level, Muslim is identified in the tendency of to establish moral preference. Now here we have moved out of the purely physical biological life instinct now into human life, and we are talking about moral performance, moral consciousness. So this moral sense is not stranger to nature, to the natural world. It is just an expression on the human level. So we come into a moral mind, a moral conscience, and we sense an urge, an urgency to establish what is right from what is wrong, to live by moral principles. So this urge to come out of nature, it is this law progressing with evolution of the matter. So the matter in its physical state, the matter in its biological state, the matter in its rational state or in its human form progression. So Muslim first level identifies as natural life. Second level identifies the instinct behavior. And the third level identifies as rational conscience. So this small life is natural, inherent, implicit in the natural life of the human being, which is of the universal order of matter and life. So it makes me feel much more comfortable following a discipline in religion that I know has a real base in the universal scheme of reality. I do not know about the rest of the Muslims, but we feel much better. Now let us go and look again at the word Muslim and see what level are we on. Are we Muslims on the first, the second sense, or in the third sense? On the first level, every inanimate thing is a Muslim. Now, if you are on the second level now and you find yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior, but you are not doing it out of any respect for a moral code, you have not the moral code. You are not the moralist. You are not even concerned with morals as such, but you just found yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior. And if someone asks you why you behave that way, you are thrown off of your feet. And you tell them why, then you perhaps are a Muslim on the second level. You are a Muslim like the bird, like the rat, the lion, the bear. You are instinctively a Muslim, but you are not yet a human. So there is no human on those first two levels. I don't mean to be funny up here, but some of our conditions are funny. And I think I'm seeing people while I'm talking. I have met people who are on these levels. So though we are born a Muslim, we are not yet a human. So we don't just want to be Muslim. The identity of us is people, human beings. We don't want the Muslim of the planet, the Muslim of the sun, the Muslim of the stones, the Muslim of a river, a snake, a bear, a rabbit, or a bird. We want the Muslim of a man. So that's the third level. Prophet Muhammad, praise and the peace be upon him, the Muslim on the third level. Abraham, a Muslim, on the third level. God sent prophets of Muslims on the third level. Their followers are people of the third level. Now, some people have a sense of what is morally right and wrong, and they follow the spirit of truth or righteousness in accord with what they sense to be right. Is that right? They do not have to be brilliant. They do not have to be Einstein. They do not have to be a genius. They do not have to be intellectual. They are Muslims on the human level. But they are grades on the human level. Consciously Muslim because of moral motivation. And perhaps law motivation only, but there is coming a time when the man becomes a Muslim because of intellectual motivation and moral motivation, and when he becomes a Muslim because of intellectual and moral motivation, if he's qualified, to imam, qualified then to lead Muslims, to be Muslim the teacher. So natural law is a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Animal building tell man you can do accurate things. Do you understand this word now, Muslim? This is a great honorable term, a title, pardon me. The previous scripture, the Bible, says, the peacemakers shall be called the children of the Most High God. So what does that tell us? That the highest aim in creation is obedience to the will and the law of the Creator. And that obedience begins with God said be, and it was. Words begin to take shape in the void. And it came under natural law. Natural law is nothing but a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Then that natural law manifests itself in the living matter that comes out of the dead matter, the biological creature. In the sense of the instinct, he obeys instinctively. And look how rich it is in knowledge and on the strength of instinct. The walk can take mud and make a beautiful artistic design. The bee takes the wax and make a beautiful, marvelous house with so much scientific wisdom in it. Perfectly structured, air conditioned inside. So this is facts. This is science. You go to school to learn how to sew. The spider never went to school, gets up and sew himself a web. You say, hell, how did he get it so accurate? Geometrically accurate. You think man can tunnel? If you could take some kind of an X-ray machine and look at the earth and see how the ant has tunneled himself through the earth and how he has underground farms where he is farming under the ground. So this is an ant. And this is science. And we can go on talking about the marvelous world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised out of the dead matter under instinct. Black tricked and went to sleep. Now Europe is tricked. So this is an invitation to us that you can do accurate things. You can make beautiful artistic works if you too will respect the will of God manifest in the law of the matter that he created. So get the science that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So why does the white man get all the life? Why can't you get some of the life? It is for every creature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just for the white man. So your father used to have more than Europe has. And your father were tricked. And they went asleep, to sleep. And Europe got ahead of everybody. And now Europe has been tricked and is going to sleep. Why don't you get up and catch up and outstrip them? Our goal is not to be a white man. Our goal is to be a Muslim man to outstrip all records that are established. Doesn't our Lord invite us to come into a race, into a moral competition to achieve all that is excellent and good? Original man, I want to be the second, the third, and the final man. So the first and the last, some of us, just want to be original, saying, oh, I just want to be the original man. I don't want to be the original man no longer, then it takes me to look at him and see which direction God put him in. And once I can see the direction God put him in, and I don't want to be the original man. I want to be the second man, the third, and the final man. I want to keep improving stage by stage, step by step. I want to get so they say he doesn't look original. He looks finished. because the original is coarse and rough. And everything is seen original is coarse and rough. Society comes coarse. Society comes coarse and rough in its original state. But society grows into excellence that God intended for it. It becomes refined. I guess that was good for us in the first, because we were anywhere in that content. Now, in the frame of thought, so I guess the first was good for us in that first. The woman complained, heard in the surah. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 1, woman who complained. I often say, look at an elephant, how big the body of an elephant is, and look at the size of his head. Now, look at a donkey and look at the size of his head, a big head, in comparison to the body. But the elephant has a small head in comparison to the body. So I wish Pastor Jeremiah Wright was hearing what I'm saying right now. The donkey can have 50 doctorate degrees. It doesn't make any difference. He's still a donkey because his head is too big in comparison to his body. Any of you ever heard of the big-headed scientist called Yaqub that's in the Nation of Islam myths? Look at the human being physically autonomous. Form, look how small our head is in comparison to our body. So the more evolved life and the less attention you give your own intelligence, and the more attention you give the need that your intelligence was created to serve. And you have to make sure if you're going to make decisions that is going to affect the future of mankind on this planet Earth or of our neighborhoods, congregation. Your decision should be made by Shura Benahum. You must meet with the best minds and characters. The more decent people must meet. Every female can be included because we know the whole chapter is named The Woman Who complained. If she is heard in the Quran, Holy Scripture, you know she is opposed to be heard in our surah. The Quran, Surah 58, Ayat 7, if there are two, I am the third. So tomorrow we will continue right there because we are running out of time. And I want to remind the believers that Sister Clara Muhammad pioneered Islamic education into the U.S. They have raised $5,425. And they need to raise another $100,000 in order to start the program. The believers can make donations for this great cause. You can go to GoFundMe.com to make your donation. Created by friends of Imam Donnell Kareem. Also, you can purchase his book on Sister Clara Muhammad. Help make possible the publishing of Imam Donnell Kareem's book on Sister Clara Muhammad. He was an assistant to Imam W.D. Muhammad and a childhood friend. Donnell Kareem has been a practicing member of the Muslim community for 74 years. Also, in this 10th pandemic, when we are restricted from going to the masjid, they got a subscription to the Muslim Journal. That way you will know what's going on in the Muslim community and the Muslim throughout the world. So we thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you with the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. Thank you.